Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. Tom Ackerman will be back with us tomorrow. And later this morning, attorney Gabe Gore will be sworn in as the St. Louis City Circuit Attorney, taking over for Kim Gardner, who resigned and left office May 16th. So what will Gore face as he takes over the office on an interim basis? On the Quiver River Electric guest line, Judge Elizabeth Hogan, presiding judge in the 22nd Judicial Circuit. Welcome to KMOX, Your Honor.
Thank you. Good morning.
Well, good morning. At the beginning of May, the court did something that's somewhat unusual. The court issued a statement about the situation within the prosecutor's office, saying that staff departures were deeply concerning to judges of the 22nd Judicial Circuit Court. Tell us what those concerns were at the time and what the current situation is with the criminal cases in your jurisdiction.
Well, the concerns at the time, I believe, were that we had very serious felony cases that were scheduled for trial with no prosecutors assigned to those cases. We are still faced with the same situation as Mr. Gore gets sworn in this morning. The court is very much looking forward to working with him and believes that he does recognize there is an immediate need to start hiring and staffing the office with some veteran prosecutors who would be able to handle the most serious type cases.
So when we look at the dockets on a day-to-day basis since May 15th, have things just been in a holding pattern? You know, how have cases been handled?
Well, I believe the public got a little bit of a glimpse that, thankfully, Evan Rodriguez has been the acting circuit attorney. He came, I believe, with just a few hours' notice, working alongside two assistant attorney generals in particular, Bill Corrigan and Greg Goodwin. They've been not only meeting with the attorneys who are still in the office, but have also met with judges, have met with defense attorneys, have met with victims, victims' families, and have also started meeting with many of the agencies in the community that have stepped forward to offer their assistance. And so I believe that they've been collecting information, looking at different dockets, and providing that information to Mr. Gore so that when he takes over later this morning, he has some idea of what to focus on first, what immediate needs there are, and then how to build the office out while doing that at the same time.
Now, when you review the situation that has existed, do you look back and say, is there more that judges could have done in this situation? Or do you feel that the court did what it could, under the circumstances?
I believe the court has continued to do what it can. We routinely brought our concerns both to the circuit attorney's office, as did the public defenders and many members of the private criminal defense bar. I know other agencies had stepped forward to offer their assistance in the past. And so I think it just came to a situation where the court wanted to make sure it was being transparent and letting the public know what a crisis was developing and that it needed to be immediately addressed.
Let's look at some of the interests in this situation. Number one, what are your concerns when it comes to public safety over what's been happening in the circuit attorney's office?
Well, I think like the community, all of the judges obviously live in the city and are raising our families here. We've all seen very concerning criminal activity, particularly lately. And I believe the court takes very seriously the rights of victims, their opportunity to be heard in cases. At the same time, we have to balance the rights of defendants, many of whom are confined and waiting trial, and through no fault of their own continued, their cases just kept sitting, and they kept sitting, waiting for their day in court, waiting for their trial, waiting for their disposition.
Have there been violations of speedy trial requirements for some of those defendants?
I believe you, if you went through the different orders that have been issued, there have been some orders that have been issued where it, there was a finding that their rights had been violated. The courts have to balance a number of different things and whether or not to dismiss a case, which is obviously a very drastic decision, particularly for violent felony cases. So I think what we're hoping is that so many people have stepped forward and offered their assistance to Mr. Gore. We're hoping those offers of assistance continue because he's stepping into a situation where he needs to not only rebuild the office regarding what the community and the court talks about, which are the criminal cases that are pending, but all the other areas of an office, you know, from IT to budget to phones to computers. So he certainly has a lot of different areas that he needs to look into and repair, and we hope that the community continues to be as helpful as they've indicated they would be so far.
You're listening to Judge Elizabeth Hogan, presiding judge for the 22nd Judicial Circuit in St. Louis. When you talk about that process moving forward, Your Honor, what's reasonable to expect from Mr. Gore and the offices that will be assisting him?
I think, well, and that's why I guess I keep saying what I think the community needs to understand what he's walking into. Obviously, once he's sworn in and starts assigning cases that are already set for trial to different attorneys, then those attorneys would be able to go to court with defense attorneys and defendants to try to see how soon we could get those cases scheduled for trial. I don't think it's reasonable to expect that he's going to get sworn in at 11 o'clock this morning and all the problems will go away by this afternoon. And that's why the court would continue to encourage all the different partners from the community to keep working with him. I know already MOPS, or Missouri Office of Prosecution Services, that several of the area elected prosecutors have offered their assistance. The attorney generals have offered their assistance. Victim service groups have stepped forward to try to help rebuild the victim service unit. And so there really has been a huge outpouring, I think, of support from the community that I believe Mr. Gore is going to rely on as he moves forward.
You know, I think back to the pandemic when we had a backlog of cases because things, you know, were put on hold. When we look at this situation and you try to project out realistically, how long do you think it might take to address the backlog of cases? Are we looking at a year, 2 years?
I'm not really comfortable. I know when people were talking about a couple months, I do not believe that's realistic. I know there were some reports last week suggesting nothing had changed, even though Mr. Gore hasn't even been sworn in yet. I would say a realistic, not of the office being back up to full speed, but sort of averting the present crisis that Mr. Gore faces would be somewhere from 6 months to 12 months.
Do you have any concerns that, you know, because of previous possible mismanagement of cases, that there could still be situations where some defendants could be released, some victims' families could be upset because just of how things have been handled in the past?
I think the court certainly appreciates, as does Mr. Gore and everyone involved, that many witnesses and victims are not feeling satisfied and have a reason not to feel satisfied. I believe he's acutely aware that he needs to immediately start having his attorneys contact those witnesses and victims to see where exactly the cases are and whether and how they can move forward that would give them some sort of peace of mind or feel like they got a fair shake.
Now, I know he has a lot of experience in federal court. Are you concerned about the learning curve with circuit court procedures?
I am not. I met with Mr. Gore last week, and I do believe he is more than capable, willing, and eager to set up a staff of people very skilled in trying cases in state court, and that he will be able to assign those cases to attorneys who will be able to handle them.
Your Honor, can't thank you enough for taking the time to come on with us this morning and talk to our listeners.
Sure. Thanks so much.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.